we have with us Miss Charity Queen Australia, Jade Crystal Wright. Good morning, Jade.
Good morning. Good morning to you all.
Yes.
How are you? And I am so glad to be here in the SBS radio. It's been amazing. It's been such a crazy journey, and it's nice to finally be here and now being the Miss Charity Queen 2016 representing Philippines and Australia. It feels great to be here.
Yeah, we'll have you more later after the second half of our program, but we'll also have Angela Leonidas, Miss Philippines Australia 2016. Magandang umaga sa'yo.
Magandang umaga po at salamat sa pag-invita niyo dito sa amin sa inyong programa. Maraming salamat din po sa lahat ng mga nakikinig ngayon. Magandang umaga sa mga Pilipino dyan. I hope you enjoy our show today.
Yes, at syempre isang buwan or one month after ng Fiesta Cultura kung saan kayo ay nanalo. Si Angela nanalo ng Miss Philippines Australia 2016 at si Jade nanalo ng Charity Queen Australia 2016. How was it a month after it?
It's been very busy.
Yeah, it's been full on. We've had so many events and it's actually been amazing so far. So far, so good.
I've seen you in 2 events already.
Yes.
Yes. At pagkatapos nun, una-una, paano kayo nag-celebrate? Angela?
I think I celebrated by sleeping. We had a very big week. The 3 days leading up to the pageant, it was intensive rehearsals. On the pageant day, we were there from 9 a.m. So it was a very big day for us, and I think we earned that sleep. So
definitely. Yeah.
And you, Jay?
Yeah, well, coming up to the actual big day for the pageant, it was, like Angela said, it was full on 3 day, full day rehearsals and barely any sleep, barely any time to eat, exercising and, doing all of that stuff to prepare for the actual big day. And I think the way that we celebrated was, definitely to catch up and sleep, to eat our favourite foods.
Yes,
I think eating my favourite foods was
some
probably
chocolates.
Yes.
No holding back.
No holding back at all. So that was really fun.
That was the fun stuff. But after that, syempre, marami kayong mga ginawa na sobrang kailangan kayong umaten sa mga function. Paano nyo kinakaya yung schedule nyo ngayon?
Having a diary helps. So, sa phone ko talagang strict ako. Nakalista lahat ko anong gagawin, saan, anong oras. And I remind myself every day what
She's
I have
very
to do
good,
that week.
Very organized.
I remind Jade as well.
Yeah, she,
do you copy her calendar?
Well, she does update me and I have the events on Facebook, so I just kind of see what's going on there. We've got to be very organized, that's for sure.
Yeah. Are you still studying?
At the minute my last year's been deferred. I'm still considering whether next year is the year I want to finish the last year because I've got 1 year to go of my law. So we'll see how that goes. But it looks like we're going to have a very busy year ahead.
Yeah, very, very busy year
ahead. And you're Jay, just studying?
Yes, I actually just finished my second year of university. I've got one more year left, which is incredible. It went so fast, studying journalism and public relations at Western Sydney University.
Oh, good.
So, been very busy for us.
After winning the crowns, what's next?
Well, certainly working on our advocacies. There's been a lot of fun stuff, a lot of work that we need to do as well in terms of charities. Jade and I have started with our charity work, so we're always looking out for new charities locally here in Sydney. We recently did the National Bandana Day, so we volunteered to help sell some bandanas and raise funds for youth living with cancer. So that was a really good event to be part of. And obviously, we've got a lot of events coming up and our charity work is waiting in the Philippines, which we'll be attending next year. So,
And
which charity are you doing, Jade?
There's so many charities.
Yeah.
I'm actually also working at UNICEF at the moment, so I'm helping a lot of kids for their child rights all over the world due to, conflict. A lot of them are displaced and, just getting the basic necessities, spreading awareness. And there's a lot of charities that we've been raising funds for through Philippine Australian Sports and Culture. And I actually raised, along with the help of my mum, Kathy Snell, raised over $40,000 for charity both.
Wow, that's a big one.
Yeah, for both charity in Australia and the Philippines. An example of one in Australia would be the Westmead Children's Hospital. Mm. So some of the funds will go there, and there's so many.
There's Angel House in the Philippines, which is an orphanage school for the deaf and blind. So it's spread across a lot of different charities.
Yeah. You're winning these titles entails you to go to the Philippines, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
What's happening there when you go?
So we haven't been given our itinerary, but I believe it involves some community work. So distributing the funds to the different charities. And also we're hoping that we would be able to do a feeding program because one of my advocacies as Miss Philippines Australia, I did a lot of research on world hunger. So I'd really like to be involved in a charity that helps feed the hungry.
Mm. Do you know which month are you going to the Philippines already?
Either April or June, July.
Yeah.
Mm. Either one of those.
With your titles, are you planning to go on a bigger competition? Jade.
Definitely. Definitely. I've got
Doesn't she look like a Miss World?
I know. She's so tall and pretty.
Beautiful girl.
No, I've definitely got a lot of things happening in the next couple of years. I think I'm just going to enjoy being the reigning Miss Charity Queen this year. And then in the next couple of years, I'll definitely consider doing maybe Miss World or Miss International, Miss Earth, something like that. So
we're making her.
Yeah. So this
Miss
is just
Australia
the start.
First.
Yes, and possibly Miss Australia.
Yeah.
But education is the most important, so I want to finish my degree first, and then I'll definitely consider doing more pageants.
Yeah.
So this isn't the last you'll hear of me. Definitely not.
We'll have you
stay tuned
here again. And Angela?
Look, to be honest, I would probably do another one, but at this stage, as Jade mentioned, we'd just want to kind of finish our reign as Miss Charity Queen and Miss Philippines Australia. There's a lot of work to be done, and until that's done, I wouldn't sort of think of doing anything else for now.
Yeah.
So, it's full on.
Do you think this has opened more opportunities for you to help in the community?
Absolutely. I mean, just from an event we did recently, we attended a UNICEF cenotaph ceremony on Martin Place. We met the CEO of UNICEF, which is, you know, a big
Tony
thing.
Tony Stewart.
That's right. Hi, Tony, if you're listening. And just having the opportunity to speak to people in that position obviously helps us understand a lot more about what we're trying to do and what we can do to help. And
exactly.
It connects us with all the right people as well. So absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of doors.
There's so many doors open for both of us.
And windows.
I think, yeah, and windows too.
Yeah.
So it's really good opportunity. That's for sure.
I know with your busy schedules and everything that you do for charity and as reigning Miss Philippines Australia and Charity Queen Australia, there is some perks with your titles.
Definitely.
I've heard that you went to the Melbourne Cup.
Yes, we did.
We did.
We did.
But I think the best perk we've had so far was the free meal we got at La Mesa.
We got halo halo.
Yeah, we did. And leche
pie. I had to. No, it's, you know what? I think the best perk of it all is knowing that you have someone by your side who is not only just the person who you won the title with, but is also your best friend. So we're very lucky to, you know, be good friends, and we can do things outside of this. And
you're enjoying it.
Yeah, definitely. 100%.
Loving it.
Every minute.
After your reign, what will you do?
I think it doesn't just come with a crown that we have to do what we're doing now. Having said that, I would definitely say that having won the crown and doing all these things because it's been presented to us, it's opened my mind to wanting to be in that position. I'm rethinking about where I want to be in life. I definitely want to be working for a nonprofit organization where it's all charitable work. So I think it'll continue on in terms of our charitable work.
Yeah, that's for sure. Definitely, this has opened so many doors for me. Mentally, I've realized that I want to do things for the sake of other people and be an ambassador of goodwill and, you know, helping more people around the world who are less fortunate and who need it. And that's actually a reason why I left my job and I got a new job with UNICEF Australia to ensure that that kind of, you know, plays a role and it kind of ties in with my title of being Miss Charity Queen. So yeah, the next year and the years after is just to keep raising funds, spreading awareness for, you know, child rights. Anything charitable is definitely where I'm going, and using my journalism skills, my voice, and having beauty with a purpose, that's definitely my goal for now.
Yeah. You're still very young, the two of you.
Yes.
And for those young girls wanting to become beauty queens or wanting to go the path of going on the ramp, doing modeling, What's your advice to them?
Oh my goodness, I have so much advice for you if you are wanting to take that path. It's believe in yourself. That's the biggest thing, and to be confident in who you are and
be yourself.
Yeah, be yourself is the biggest thing that we can tell you guys, is have confidence in who you are and own it. Just own who you are, because there's no one else like you in the world.
Angela?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, one thing for me that really stood out when we were doing our training with our amazing mentor, Alexis from the House of Queens, was that...
Alexis Stan,
exactly.
Big shout out.
instead of making us someone we were not, she harnessed what was our inner beauty, and she made sure that we presented ourselves in the best way possible, and we were confident in who we are. So,
exactly.
Yeah, being yourself and being the best version of yourself.
Making who you are better and better each time.
Thank you very much, Charity Queen Australia, Jade Crystal Wright, and Miss Philippines Australia 2016, Angela Leonidas.
Thank you.
Thank you.
SBS Filipino, sa radio, online at mobile.